From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, December 30th. A former Chico State employee who was convicted of embezzlement from the university is now facing new embezzlement charges against a Chico optometry business. The Butte County District Attorney's Office alleges Chico resident Daniel Hicks stole nearly $40,000 from the business while he worked there from 2019 to 2025. The theft came to light this year after the business received a tip to look into Hicks's background. In 2018, he was convicted of grand theft and embezzlement from Chico State for fraudulently transferring money into his personal bank accounts. Hicks received 3 years of probation and 90 days in jail in the Chico State case. He's back in court on December 31st for further arraignment in the optometry case. Chico's LGBTQ Resource Center, Stonewall Alliance, is conducting a survey to hear how the center can improve its services. And there isn't much time left. It closes on Wednesday. Marissa Diaz is the center's outreach coordinator. They say the survey is seeing strong participation so far, and every response helps shape Stonewall's future.
Every person we hear from provides valuable feedback that contributes to our community as a whole. So it's really important that people say what they want to say about how we are doing the work that we do or what they'd like to see from us.
Diaz says answers will help the center create its strategic plan for the next 3 to 5 years. North State rural counties have some of the highest gun-related suicide rates among the elderly in California. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to reporting by CalMatters, gun-related suicide deaths among the elderly in Glenn, Lassen, Plumas, Tehama, and Trinity counties were triple the statewide average over a 15-year period. Health professionals say there are multiple causes. Guns are more common in rural areas, but mental health and medical services are less available. And seniors are more likely to suffer from isolation, loneliness, and depression. Financial issues and health problems are factors. Experts say better education to lessen the stigma associated with mental health issues is needed. Also, teaching people to recognize warning signs like depression. And they say keeping guns secure is essential. Having immediate access to a gun triples the chance that someone will die by suicide. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
Electric bike sales are rising quickly, and so are accidents. One new law in California aims to make them safer. E-bikes will need to be equipped with a rear-facing red reflector or flashing red light day and night. Non-compliance with these new requirements could be punished as an infraction. It also authorizes the CHP to create a mandatory online safety training program for minors. Christmas is a wrap. And following the Christmas holiday, the Chico Police Department urges residents to take safety measures against potential burglars. It recommends disposing of wrapping and containers gradually to avoid signaling the presence of new things you received during the holiday. Also, checking and securing entry points in your home, unplugging and storing holiday lights, and keeping gifts and valuables out of sight in your vehicle. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, December 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.